This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
JV experience, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and not Jennifer. I don't know what the story is with Jennifer. Okay, so if you are looking on Facebook, go to facebook.com/DJV show. All right. So Uri Geller, who is my pal, one of the people I'm closest to in life. I don't have many friends, but I have the friends I have are good friends.
And listen, great Doug, we're going to do a little history.
I know we are. Uri's going to take over.
How many years have you been on air?
This is my 53rd year as a broadcaster. So this program, the beginning of the 29th year.
53 years. You never had a one-year-old on.
No, I have not. So this I've had my children
Romy
on, but they were talking.
This is little Romy here, our granddaughter.
Put her on
and
the
my
camera.
Daughter, Natalie.
Right.
Natalie.
Hi, Romy.
Where's Natalie? Come
Romy
here,
today.
Please. And lift her up and show her to the world.
All right. Hi, Romy.
Here,
she's
campers.
Very curious about me. Yeah. Look at this. She's...
Now go around to
this doesn't make for great radio, but what it does make is for great television. All right, so she's going to come around here. Victoria, are you watching this? And Karen,
I am.
You got...
Yes.
Okay. Hey, look. Hi. Her
Hello.
Name is Romy.
Hi, Romy. Look at her. Yeah. Looking at me. Look at
I know. I know
eyes.
This is it's difficult for radio, but
can
she's
you
looking
bring
at you.
Bring her in here a little closer.
And she doesn't right. understand
here
why she... you have headphones
okay,
on.
Here we are. Right, she's looking around. Hi, Romy. How are you? You okay?
Hey, say hi to the camera.
Wave to the camera. Romy is just about a year old. So this will send everybody who's listening around the country to facebook.com/DJV show. Listen to that.
What is that? But anyhow, Doug, this is interesting because it's you know, for 53 years, this is the first time, and in Israel, you have a one-year-old on air, and she's pointing at me now.
Yeah, she
says, this is
what does
Saba.
She call you?
Saba means in Hebrew, granddad.
Nat, can she speak yet? Can she talk yet?
No, she said hi.
She says hi. Hi. You say hi? Hi. Hi.
And Doug, tell us now about your grandchild.
My grandson, Miles, is 2 years old today, as a matter of fact.
No way.
And he's in England. Yep. He's visiting over in England with Megan, her friend. Mm. Hi. How are you doing?
Let's say bye-bye.
You going to go away?
Bye-bye.
She's a pretty good hamburger here.
So let's say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Miles.
Miles.
That's Miles' birthday is today. That's right, Charles. I know you're talking about him. Yes, Miles' birthday is today. Hi, Romy. You made your... She doesn't want to go.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Doug,
say bye-bye.
See you later.
Someone who will sing with him on air.
What did you say, Kara?
You finally found someone who will sing with you on air. This is dangerous.
Somebody to sing with me on air. All right. So, Uri's kissing her goodbye. Now, the biggest problem that we have here, Nat, thank you for bringing her up. We'll let your father go in just a minute. The biggest problem that we have, when you and I were together in the last hour, we could talk to each other. Now, there's another player here, Victoria, that I wanted you to get to know.
Yeah.
The problem is that I can't, you can't hear her because we, in all of this maze of electronics, we couldn't find another headset.
But you know, if you...
I come over here and sit in the chair, and you and Victoria can talk for a couple of minutes about the birds and the bees and the flowers.
Okay, introduce me to Victoria.
Victoria Keelan. Victoria has been with me for about a year.
Yes.
Her last name is spelled K-E-E-L-A-N. She's very Irish. she's also a Quaker. A pacifist. She's a great broadcaster. She worked on Sirius XM before she came with me. And so now I'm going to, we can either, now I'm just going to give you the headset. You sit here in the chair. We'll watch this on TV.
No, Doug, you stay there. I just come behind you.
But I don't think you can hear her. If I turn the headset.
Okay, give me your headset.
Yeah, put the headset on. All right, go ahead. There we are. All right, now you can be on camera.
Okay, hi.
Hi, Uri.
Hi, tell me now. Doug tells me that you're a Quaker, right?
Yeah,
by the way, we can hear little Romy crying in the background.
Oh, she's now, so cute.
Now, what is a Quaker? Give it to us in one line.
Oh, wow. Well, Quakers are extremely old. I would actually say of all Christians, Quakers are the closest to Jews.
Really?
Yeah. It's very Old Testament. It's very, we are pacifists. We don't have any clergy. There's no priest or minister or anyone in between us and God. We don't have we call our services meetings, and we sit in silence, and the only time anyone speaks is if you're really moved by the Spirit of God to share. There's a very direct line to God through
what
Quakerism.
Is the difference between a Quaker and Hamish people?
I don't know. I don't know much about Amish people, actually.
Amish.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. It's interesting you would ask that.
There are some similarities. Mm-hmm. Quakers are very liberal socially, and Amish are very conservative. So Quakers were the first organized religion to recognize gay marriage, even though it wasn't legal in the United States. So they were the first religion to actually perform gay marriage ceremonies. We're pacifists, as Doug had mentioned. We do not bear arms ever. Mm-hmm. We don't believe in capital punishment. We don't take oaths because it's our belief that we're always honest.
The movie, I think it was a Spielberg movie about the pacifist who was in World War II and everybody made fun of him, did quite well. I forget what it was called.
Oh, that's Hacksaw Ridge. And that was Mel Gibson new movie. Yeah, I don't know if he was a Quaker in it. I didn't see it. But, it's very similar to that.
Okay, another question. Victoria, right?
Yes.
I'm going to get a chair in here.
Why is it then
that my wife buys the morning cereals and it's called Quaker? And there is a picture of a Quaker on it.
That is very
funny. Tell us about that.
I don't know. That is very funny. I've never thought about that.
No, it's interesting. I mean, I'm sure a lot of our listeners, they know the answer, and you can Google it. Why is a Quaker on the tin of a cereal, morning cereal? But probably the Quakers originated that food. Do you think?
It's possible, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, my family came over to the United States in the early 1600s as Quakers escaping religious persecution.
From where?
From England, by way of I have half of my family's French and the other half is English. So this is on my mom's side. My dad is from Ireland, so he's just 100% Irish. But yeah, so we came from the Huguenots. We came from France, went to England, and then came to Rhode Island in the early 1600s. So.
And where are you speaking from now?
I'm
where
in Manhattan.
Are you based? And how did you meet Doug?
We have a mutual friend, Walter Sabo, who's a consultant, who said, you know, you and Doug need to do radio together, and it worked.
Wow. I lived in Manhattan for 10 years. Where exactly are you in Manhattan?
I'm on the Upper West Side. I'm right near Central Park.
Lovely.
Right off Central Park West.
We lived on 57th Street and First Avenue for 10 years. So, anyhow, so listen, it was great talking to you. I'm sending
my
love.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you, too.
And lots of positive energy to everyone out there who watch now Facebook and who can hear us all across America and beyond, because, like Doug said before, who knows where our voices travel to? Out to the universe, to infinity, to spaces that we don't even know about, because it's energy. Every time I speak or think, we produce energy, and energy cannot be destroyed. That's Albert Einstein for you.
Yep, it's true.
All right, well, I'm passing over.
Tell everybody what time it is.
Thank you, Uri.
It's what?
16 past the hour.
It's 16 past the hour. Are we going to a commercial break?
Yes, we are.
See you.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. It's the perfect time for last-minute gifts. So give their favorite scent with $29.99 fragrance gift sets or a cozy night's sleep. Junior sleep sets are just $19.99. At Kohl's, Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off. Or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/11 through 24. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts Coupon Book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts Coupon Book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glamour in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
Guys, find her the perfect gift at JCPenney's holiday jewelry sale. Time is running out, so hurry in and shop early. Doors open at 8 a.m. Wednesday through Friday and at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Give her the one gift on every girl's list, diamonds. Get 45 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Plus, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Getting everything on her wish list for less? That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney,
valid through 12/24. 20% off, subject to credit approval. Some brands and categories are excluded. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Need last-minute gifts? Don't miss the giant stocking sale this Friday and Saturday at your local Ace. Buy an oversized stocking for $5 and save 20% on almost anything that fits inside.
Ace is the place where you're excited to get a sock for Christmas. A giant sock filled with gifts.
Offer valid at participating stores December 23rd and 24th only on regular price items that fit inside the 42-inch stocking. One per customer. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes. Hey, what did Jennifer have last night? I've forgotten Victoria. She had another one of these.
Last night was her holiday party, her open house.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
At CRN.
We have to give her a chance to catch up.
Yeah.
This woman, Faith Spotted Eagle, the Native American, got the electoral college vote.
Yeah.
Who voted for her? Do we know? Is that part of it?
There was an elector in, I believe it was the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
It was Washington. I didn't see a name, though.
Yeah, I don't know the name. Whoever the elector was didn't go for any, you know, obviously didn't want to go for
party.
Trump or Hillary or whatever.
Right. Yeah. But Gary Johnson and Jill Stein didn't get any electoral votes, which I thought was interesting, and this woman did. I think this woman, from what I've read about her, what I understand and what I feel, she has it. This is the new way of thinking in our country, and it is going to take a while for it to grab on, but I think under the circumstances it's going to be, and I think, interestingly enough, Trump will have a lot to do. You know, we've talked about what people want. We want to change, and I'm not sure the change has been defined well yet, but what we have at the moment and what we've had, especially the last couple of decades, just hasn't worked, and I wonder how much more will change other than the obvious day-to-day things that need to be shaken up. But will we change our philosophy? I don't know anything about Trump's spiritual philosophy. Do you? I don't know. I mean, I can tell you a little about Mrs. Clinton. Not much. But that would be a good thing to research, actually.
You mean religious? Religious?
Well, religion, spirit, yeah, whatever.
I've never heard him mention anything like that. I think he's Methodist.
Is he?
I think so, or Presbyterian or something like that, I think. But I don't know. I mean, it could be a deeply personal thing, but I've never heard him talk about it.
Right. All right, 21 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm in Tel Aviv. They're back in the States, and we continue.
Yeah. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby
fabulous group
boy would save our sons and daughters?
Really taken the country in many ways musically by storm. They're called Pentatonics. As we're playing Christmas music, we're trying to focus on Christmas. Certainly, this is going to be my Christmas program because I won't be here with you tomorrow. So we'll play a little bit more Christmas music, getting us into the mood, the spirit of the season.
Did you know?
Hi.
I also want to find out later on, Doug, when Jen joins us, I want to find out what your favorite Christmas movie is. I've never heard
Christmas
you talk
movie?
About it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's easy for me to tell you which ones are not my favorite, maybe easier than the ones that are my favorite.
Of course.
All right, so the New Year's Eve appearance that Jennifer Lopez was supposed to be in apparently is changing. Let's Get Loud, which is the name of the... Is this the show that she was going to be on, Let's Get Loud?
No, that's one of her hit songs.
Oh, so yeah, how do I not know that?
If you heard it, you would definitely recognize it, I'm sure.
That's what this is, yeah? Is that what we have playing in the background, Carol?
No. This is If You Had My Love, yeah. I don't know why Let's Get Loud isn't there, but yeah.
So she's called off her appearance at the E11 nightclub in Miami. She wants personal and family time. She had a pretty busy year this past year. So why do you suppose she wouldn't? I mean, there's something else. There's a story behind the story here. This is not... you don't say you're going to do something like this, and then you opt out unless there's something else going on, like a disagreement with the producers of the program.
That's what I would think, because J-Lo's very professional, and she's always known to have that reputation professionally that, you know, if she commits to something, she always shows up. So I agree with you. I think there is something else to this. Her rep says it's just because, you know, she wants to spend Christmas and New Year's with her 8-year-old twins, but, I mean, she is really busy, but I don't know. I think there's something else going on.
She does that in that NBC drama series Shades of Blue.
Which I heard is great.
Yeah, it is actually. It's quite good. she does. She's really very accomplished in most everything she tries to do, and she sets a different tone with all the things that she does, which I think is also very interesting. She just bought a new house in Bel Air, not far from where I'm.
I was going to say, isn't she your new neighbor?
Yeah, she is one of my new neighbors. Matter of fact, up the street. All right, so that's the J-Lo thing. No New Year's Eve parties for J-Lo. Stevie Wonder and Ariana Grande in the musical news today. Yesterday, apparently, there was a release of a new animated musical comedy called Sing, and the two of them were together in that. They have they've sung the song for the movie called Faith, and the official video for it dropped yesterday as well. This is something that is becoming a phenomenon. All of these movies that are animated, popularity, and the age of the audience that's following them.
It's
a whole new thing. Let's see. This is from the same people that created Despicable Me, which I think is disgusting. Horrible. What an image to present.
I never saw
to children.
That. But...
Well, it's for children, supposedly. But,
yeah.
I mean, what do you.
That was a popular movie.
Even I know it was. But even with that name, what does that connote to youngsters who see it? Anyway, Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Seth MacFarlane, John C. Reilly, Aaron Egerton, Scarlett Johansson are.
These movies get such big names.
Oh, yeah. Well, they get paid a lot of money. For a couple of days in a studio, they get $4 or $5 million bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, then they don't have to learn any lines. They just read the script. So you go through it a couple of times, and, okay, I got it. And the director says, well, let's read it this way. Whereas if you're on the set, there's a whole different kind of a way. You know, they'll say, okay, let's do it this way. But you got to rehearse it a couple of times.
Easy gig.
Oh, it's a great gig. I'd like to do a little of it myself. Can we see to that? That's how many hire out. Bobby is my new, he can be my manager. We'll get that work, kind of work. We'll get it all straightened out. All right, music in the focus here with Doug and Victoria, 28 after the hour.
Life will either cost you on the front end or the back end, and the costs will be different. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In Pennsylvania, the state spends $10,000 to $14,000 a year per child on public education. That same state spends $40,000 per year per one inmate. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out that $40,000 is more than $14,000. Both schools and prisons provide an education of some sort, but the question is it better to spend more money on the front end and truly educate people in choices and consequences, or is it better to spend more money on the back end after irreversible decisions are made? What about you? Is it better for you to put more effort in up front in your life, or is it better for you to put less effort in now and pay a bigger price later? Life will cost you now or later. It's up to you to choose the best time to invest. For more on making wise choices, listen to my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. It's the perfect time for last-minute gifts. So give their favorite scent with $29.99 fragrance gift sets or a cozy night's sleep. Junior sleep sets are just $19.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, 34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and also someone who has been a huge help to me, having been in this country for almost a week now. And I'm fortunate in that I have been here 4 times, and each time I have been here, I have had a different experience going to different places, being around different people, and learning different things. But I think I learned more in a sort of textbook. And I say this in a very positive light, because the fellow that I'm going to introduce you to is like a walking textbook when it comes to knowledge of this country. But he has a very interesting story to tell. Ofer Mogadan is a native in a sense. This is an uncommon story for America, but not an uncommon story for Israel. You were born here, then you went to Germany to live.
No, I was born in Germany.
You were born in Germany.
Exactly.
Yep.
My parents are Jewish Israelis,
right,
who met here, got married here in this country. And in the early 60s, they were sort of looking for a better future, let's say, in Europe. Mm-hmm. They found their way to Germany, West Germany back then, of course.
And what year is this?
This is early 60s. I'm guessing 1961, 62. Really?
So by that time, things had calmed down in Germany enough.
Absolutely. This is about 15 years after the Second World War.
Right. Yeah.
Still not the natural choice, I would say.
I wouldn't have thought. No.
Yeah,
I
would for Jews, you know, Israeli couples.
Well, let's see if I can go to France, maybe,
exactly,
or Italy, or England, but yeah, not to Germany.
So quite an odd choice. But yeah, as far as I remember, the story goes that my dad had an uncle there who had, his foot in the door.
Work and stuff.
They're being of Persian origin, of mm-hmm. Iranian origin, that uncle had a carpet business in Frankfurt.
All right, so but your roots are Iranian. A lot of people don't understand that a lot of the original Jewish settlers here,
yes,
came from Iran.
Exactly.
Given the animosity that's projected by the leadership in Iran toward the Israeli state,
mm-hmm,
you don't think anybody in Iran is Jewish. But there are lots of Christians in Iran.
There's Christians.
A lot of
Baha'i
Jews
people
now.
There's Jews.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this, Doug. There's the biggest Jewish community in the Middle East outside of Israel is in Iran.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
people wouldn't think that because
no.
of the animosity of the regime there towards
right.
Israel, but actually the Jews there, you know, they live a more or less of an okay lifestyle there.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Iran is a very progressive country. The biggest problem they have is with their leadership.
Absolutely.
The younger people coming along don't like the political structure. They don't like the political leadership.
Yeah.
Apparently there are a lot of people who are just, I mean, it's a very well-educated society.
Very, very.
And that's not going to work in favor of the leadership, at least the Ayatollahs. They're not going to,
yep,
you know, you don't see that. Anyway, I don't want to get stuck on Iran. So, Iranian roots, born in Germany, of Israeli parents. Then you go to live in America.
Then I went to live in the States. I opened a jewelry business in the States. My mm-hmm. dad, you have to understand, after, you know, working in the carpet business, he became a diamond dealer
mm-hmm.
in a small town in southwestern Germany at the Black Forest area.
Right.
This town was known for its jewelry manufacturing. That's where he sort of got stuck, let's say, for about 30, 35 years. And that's where me and all of my siblings were.
So, but you were living in Evanston, Illinois.
Later on, yeah. So this is the way my story goes. I finished high school in Germany. I came to Israel, sort of back to my roots, the country where my parents are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I studied here at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. I studied here. I got my bachelor's degree in international relations. And after that, I was sort of drafted into the family business. And my dad asked me to go to the U.S. and open up, let's say, a branch over there because they were still living back in Germany at that time. And they asked me to, you know, get things started in the States
mm-hmm.
so they can come over after a while. And this is how it happened.
All right. So then you were tired of that. You came back here, trained as a guide.
Exactly.
And are an extraordinarily good one. I've learned
thank
more
you.
About Israel. I mean, I certainly have studied it. And we all have things that we learn in our own religious backgrounds about what happened in Israel or what some historians supposedly say happened.
Yeah.
But you've taught me a lot of things.
Well, you always ask the right questions, Doug. So
it's a
give and take thing.
Thank you. Yeah. That's well, I'm very curious.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot about a lot of different things and places here that are important for, especially this time of year, we're so focused on religiosity, the fact that it's Christmas in a couple of days, it's Hanukkah, how the tribes, the ancient tribes, have sort of come together, but yet not together.
Exactly.
And so it's just it's been a pleasure to have you along helping, because a lot of what I'm obviously repeating
mm-hmm.
has been words that have come from you that have stayed in my brain.
Okay.
And then
so
I'm relaying
it's a job
them along.
Well done then.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, when you have these groups that come here, mm-hmm. what are they most knowledgeable about, or what are they most surprised when you tell them a story about something that happened in some place? What do you find most people
let's
say?
Let's more
true?
General. The thing is, you know, people, especially when they come from Western Europe, I do a lot being, you know, born and raised in Germany,
right.
a lot of Germans.
You speak three languages.
Fluent Absolutely, yes. So,
German?
German, Hebrew,
English?
And English.
Yeah.
I speak a little bit of Farsi as well,
yeah.
The Persian language.
Yeah.
And I had a South American girlfriend, so I speak some Spanish and a bit French because I studied that in high school. But I could just, you know, babble in those languages.
Mm-hmm.
My real good languages are German, English, and Hebrew.
Right.
So we said that most of my customers are really from Germany, although I do a lot of Americans too.
Mm-hmm.
The impression one gets about not just the country of Israel, but the region in all, is that it's a war zone. And this is,
right.
as you can tell your yeah. listeners, definitely not the case.
No.
Israel specifically, and especially Tel Aviv, is a super cosmopolitan city. This is a very...
That's open, a nightlife.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, you can
everything.
Party the night away here like nowhere else in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a very open society. A lot of things happening. And people, when they come here... First, they think that this is a war zone. And after the first half hour driving away from the airport, they're asking me always, where are the tanks? Where are the army jeeps? Where are the soldiers? Where are the...
Where do we go when we get attacked?
Yeah, where are the security blocks at the street? We don't have that kind of thing here, mm-hmm. because this is what...
I did explain yesterday, though, when we were going by the West Bank mm-hmm. and the settlements, how there was a roadway next to the main roadway where the Humvees and the MRAPs and the soldiers go to patrol
exactly.
on the West Bank side of things to keep the Palestinians
in check and
in check,
keep things
yeah.
Quiet,
yeah.
as I explained to you, mm-hmm. To have boots on the ground,
yeah.
To basically protect the Jewish-Israeli population of Jerusalem mm-hmm. from any possible attacks. And again, thank God, these days things are quiet.
Yeah.
But we have talked also about the second Arab uprising in the early 2000s, and things were pretty bleak at that time, and
yeah.
that's when, you know, we had to separate ourselves.
I think the first time I came here was after, I'm going to say 2004 was the first time again. Things had settled down, but still not really settled down. Well, it's a pleasure to have made your acquaintance, and I'm sure when I come back here again, you'll be the person that I go to.
It will be my honor and
to.
My pleasure.
Well, I think we've learned a lot, and we've had a good time together. Ofer Mogadon, who
sir.
Is an excellent tour guide here in not just Jerusalem, not Tel Aviv, but for the whole country. He has knowledge of the whole country, and that's something that's a benefit. Good to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
It's 42 past the hour. In a moment, we meet the gentleman who runs the Christian Embassy. Yes, there is a Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, and he's next here with us.
When you buy $25 worth of Buffalo Wild Wings holiday gift cards, you earn a bonus card worth up to $100. It's like buying a new TV, then getting another TV that's either a little smaller or possibly way bigger for free. But you can't trade those TVs for wings because they're a metaphor. Bonus cards. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus. Not valid in New York, Florida, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For limited time while supplies last. Limit 4. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
68% of us plan to give tech gifts this season. Techlicious.com's Suzanne Cantra says it starts at home with the Nest Cam Outdoor.
It's weatherproof and built for DIY installation for $199. And it also has night vision technology built into it, so you're going to be able to get those night shots. It can tell random activity from people and sends phone alerts so you can see, hear, and talk to visitors from anywhere.
Up their social skills with LG's V20.
The only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back for panoramic photos and whole family selfies. Anti-shake technology means smooth videos, even in the car or running after the little kids. And distortion-free audio for posting concerts that sound like real life.
And for road trips, Canoe.com's Groovies headphones.
High-quality sound with volume-limiting technology that's safer for young ears. And it also has a jack that enables you to watch that video together. Add AirView's car mount for tablets and smartphones. Wraps around headrests or luggage handles, each under $50.
More at videopump.tv.
44 past the hour now with Victoria and Doug and David Parson, who's from the ICEJ, which is, I get it translated, David, the Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. Why do Christians need an embassy in Jerusalem?
because no one else has one here, and we get it. We know there's a 3,000-year-old Jewish claim and connection to Jerusalem. Shalom from the Holy City.
Shalom to you, sir. I'm not sure I understand what you mean when you say there's nobody else. There are lots of Christians who live here. Do you? Is it your suggestion?
But there's no other embassy here.
Why do you need an embassy? Why can't they just be represented by... We have the American embassy. We have the French embassy.
They're in Tel Aviv.
Okay. All right. Ding, 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 ding. The same thinking. Okay, now I'm with you. It's the same thinking that the new Trump administration has, that Jerusalem is actually the capital of Israel and not Tel Aviv. Is that your thinking?
That's right. That's right. We want to tell them, come on in. The water's fine up here. It's lovely. The weather's great. And they should come up from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. There's around 70-some embassies in Tel Aviv. And for many, many years, the only embassy in Jerusalem has been here representing Christians, the International Christian Embassy, where I work.
Okay, so what's the what is it like life in Israel for a Christian?
Especially look at the whole region, Israel is a bit of a paradise for religious minorities like Christians, even the Muslims in Israel. There's freedom of worship. Other minorities like the Druze and the ancient Samaritan community, whereas elsewhere in the region, there's no protection, there's no safety for Christians right now. They're being bombed and beheaded, churches burned, they're being forced out, and it's even Secretary of State Kerry finally had to call it a genocide and ethnic cleansing.
Well, isn't it interesting, though, that in this country, I was making reference to it earlier, sort of the seed for all the major religions in the world, that there is a home where people feel comfortable living here as Christians. And I wonder if there is something that you learned when you first came here that you found contrary to what you believed prior to coming to Israel about anything, whether it was biblical or whether it was historical. Did you find you had a lot of misconceptions about Israel before you came here?
Mm-hmm. Look, I have lived here 20 years. I've been visiting since 1982. And, of course, I've learned a lot, and I've learned there's a huge cultural divide between, people from the West and those from the East. Many view Christianity as a Western white man's religion, but it's really from the East, and you see local Christians who have lived here for centuries and centuries, and they have a certain approach to walking with Jesus and loving their enemies that is tested every day, and I think I've learned a lot from them, but I've also learned a lot about Islam, and a lot of Westerners were being told to be tolerant of Islam and such, but as it's practiced here in the region, it's not very attractive and it's not very peaceful.
A lot of Arabs, and sometimes people confuse Arabs with Muslims, but there are plenty of Christian Arabs, there are plenty of Jewish Arabs. The Arabs are as much of a problem, if I'm going to use that terminology, as the Muslims. But you're right, there's a lot of unpleasant Arab feeling aimed at this state and these people, as there is a lot of anger by certain Muslims, and it is very uncomfortable. But yet the other side of it is you see a lot of Muslims and Christians like the old city of Jerusalem all working together, living together, and being fine together. So there's not just one size fits all here, and I think that's sort of what I'm hearing from you. I'm glad we had the chance to get a little bit more information about this. Who knew there was a Christian embassy in Jerusalem? David Parson works there, and he's very helpful in another adjunct of information about what goes on in this country. 10 before the hour.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you You will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Victoria's going to bring us up to date on this new Mark Zuckerberg robot that a lot of people are talking about. I want to remind you, as we continue our giveaways all this week, our Christmas presents to you, we have a really hot tech item for you today, later on, so you might want to check this out. This is an accessory that is, in essence, a wristband, something you can wear as a wristband, but it actually is a headset or headphones.
They're earbuds, yep.
Yeah, earbuds.
Yep, very, very cool.
Yeah, they look very cool. All right, so we're going to give those away later on. I was interested to note, Victoria, that the search for that missing plane, the Malaysian Airlines plane, that got so much attention a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and all the technology was aimed at finding it, for some reason or other, now they figure they were in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Because the technology wasn't as good as they thought it was. But,
I know.
We're so expectant and think that technology is perfect. It isn't. It's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
And I see, no matter how far they look or how wide they look, I don't think they're ever going to find the plane because I don't think it's findable. All right. So anyway, that's the technology there, though, is part of the problem. So the new Mark Zuckerberg at-home robot, the focus of our affection in just a moment here.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. It's the perfect time for last-minute gifts. So give their favorite scent with $29.99 fragrance gift sets or a cozy night's sleep. Junior sleep sets are just $19.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples associate for details.
All right, let's get to this Mark Zuckerberg robot thing. Yesterday, Zuckerberg posted on his Facebook page some audio explaining what this robot was all about. But I also think there's some sort of God-voiced thing in the robot. Am I right?
What do we have? It is funny because in the video, which has now gone viral, it has over 20 million views, he has his home robot that he's been developing over the last 2 years. He named him Jarvis. And Jarvis, of course, is Iron Man's artificial intelligence, which we use AI as the, you know, the acronym for that.
Right.
So his AI butler in Iron Man is called Jarvis. So Mark Zuckerberg is an Iron Man fan, so he named his own AI robot Jarvis. And so when looking to find the right voice for Jarvis, of course, when you have this godlike robot that can control your entire house, who better to voice it than Morgan Freeman, who has played God in movies so many times? So whenever you would, so now in his video, as he's explaining the things that Jarvis can do, it's Morgan Freeman's voice, which kind of makes everything better. I love Morgan Freeman's voice, so, but it is very funny because he also had Arnold Schwarzenegger audition to be Jarvis's voice. And in the video, it's very funny. It's longer. We're only going to play a quick clip of it. But in the video, Arnold is talking to his one-year-old daughter and kind of scares her with his voice. So he ended up settling on Morgan Freeman.
Good morning, Mark. It's Saturday, so you only have 5 meetings. Room temperature is set to a cool 68 degrees.
That's all we have? Really?
Oh, come on. Why can't we get some more? Have, play right. A little. Can all you play right. A little more? Play a little more. Come on, Karen. They're holding out on us.
Simply, I had to help run our home. I talked to Jarvis using this app I built. It uses artificial intelligence to understand me and figure out what to do.
Max woke up a few minutes ago. I'm entertaining her.
All right, let's go check on her.
Good morning, Max. Let's practice our Mandarin. Zhao Sheng Mao.
Jarvis, your Mandarin is so soothing.
Xie.
Jarvis also helps me get ready in the morning. Fresh shirt.
Fire in the hole.
Okay. So, is this where we all are going to face sooner or later?
Yes.
A robot running our home?
Yes.
Now, there are already robots milking cows, you know. There are complete facilities in our country and elsewhere around the world using robotic milkers. No hands, no people, nothing.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.